Aid groups mourn the execution of fellow workers in Afghanistan. Pakistan's floods are affecting nearly 14 million, and a ministry in Zambia lays the foundation for hope and a future. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Following the execution deaths of 10 humanitarian aid workers in Afghanistan, fellow aid groups are mourning their loss. CURE International works side by side with International Assistance Mission in Kabul. CURE's founder and president, Scott Harrison, says,
"It was something that was almost paralyzing when I heard it. They're more than just a group of people that we have affection for. They're people that we share a vision with, and we share a commitment to the people of Afghanistan."
The Taliban killed the 10, claiming the group was proselytizing. Despite being overtly Christian, Harrison says that's just not the case.
"Of all the groups we work with, I can't think of any group that is more sensitive, and although individually they're deeply committed Christians, they make no effort to pass out Bibles or tracts or in any way make the service they're giving to the people of Afghanistan contingent on them hearing the message of Christ."
Next, the monsoon season is only halfway over, yet Pakistan is seeing its worst flooding and devastation in decades. Peter Howard of Food for the Hungry says up to 15 million people are affected, and the worst may be yet to come.
"People have been losing their lives, their homes, their properties, their livestock, and schools have been destroyed, so whole families are being affected."
To give the maximum relief and to continue with long-term aid, they're partnering with Interfaith League Against Poverty, or ILAP.
"They have trusted relationships with people on the ground. They know the culture, they know the needs, and they are trusted by the communities. And then our partner is there once we leave."
Through the relationship with ILAP and those formed with the community, they can reach out with Christ.
"And that's our goal, really, is to represent Christ well now during the disaster, and then Christ will continue to be represented well by our partners as they rebuild after the disaster."
FH needs your prayer and financial support. Get started at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United Nations says the number of people affected by flooding in Pakistan exceeds those of the Haiti and Kashmir earthquakes and the tsunami. Global Aid Network is assessing their response. In the Kashmir quakes, they sent an emergency relief team who demonstrated the love of Christ by conducting medical clinics, setting up water filtration systems, and distributing food and other aid. It'll be a long road to recovery. Our website will have more details on how you can help. Elsewhere, the government of Zambia says over 100,000 children die every year before reaching their fifth birthday. Poverty, starvation, abuse, and AIDS are the most likely culprits to steal their lives. Kids Alive's Matt Parker is hoping to provide hope and a future for these kids.
"We were recently given land in Mongu, in western Zambia, by the government. We've just opened our first children's home on this piece of land."
The dedication of the home took place just 6 weeks ago and provides a home for 18 kids who were on the streets before being rescued. They hope to expand in the near future.
"Over the next few years, we hope to be able to construct a further 5 homes and a school and community program in what we're calling the Lilato Children's Village in Mongu."
Lilato means love. The children in their team's care are loved into their potential.
"Our goal is to provide each of these children with a quality education and to introduce them to the transforming power of Jesus."
And finally, imagine a dingy one-room shack with cardboard for carpet and ripped plastic over the window. Impoverished people across the Middle East live in such conditions every day, yet they hospitably open up their homes in an instant, offering coffee, tea, and food to complete strangers. One man from Pioneers USA enjoys these visits and is amazed how Christ is preparing the hearts of people for when his name is brought up. Pray God will continue to stir in hearts and bring people to him. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.